Murray in the Morning continues, and let me just tell everybody right now, our next guest is not for the faint of heart. But if you like watching entertaining television, I can tell you this is it, although you'll have to subscribe to it. Because Playboy TV has a show called Seven Lives Exposed, which is kind of like the adult version of Big Brother. And the host of the show is Devin Lane, who joins us now on Murray in the Morning. Devin, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm excellent. Thank you.
Good.
You got to tell us about the show. We've watched it. And is that what it is? Is it the Big Brother just with sex pretty much every 5 minutes?
Exactly. I mean, sex is part of reality, so why not show it?
Let me tell you something, Devin. Sex is part of reality, but not that much sex.
It's part of my reality.
Yeah, I know that.
It's part of my reality that I create.
We only wish it was part of our reality.
You got to remember, Devin, Bruce is married, so that hasn't been part of his reality since the
70s. Oh, God. You got to spice it up a little bit at home.
Devin, how do you guys pick your candidates?
At the beginning of the year, Playboy and I set up auditions, and people sent in audition tapes, and we got over 600 audition tapes that we had to go through. And from that batch, I picked some finalists, and those finalists were shown on the first episode, and I had 15 finalists, and from the 15, I picked my 6 roommates.
Just so everybody understands this, who haven't seen the show before, I mean, I think I could talk to you for about an hour. I got so many questions here, but it's basically you and you end up living with 6 others. Now,
yeah.
I saw the first episode where you have like all 15 in the house.
Right.
And basically you got to get to know each other, and you're not 10 minutes into this deal, and you're on the couch with somebody.
I've got to set the pace.
I mean, that's it. So
That's what this house is about. This house is about 7 people coming in, living in this house together for 3 months and experiencing an open sexual environment and pushing, you know, the limitations that they have set up for themselves.
All right, but now here's the thing. I'm not going to speak for anybody else on this show, but you're talking to a guy that, you know, sex came after about 92 dates, a lot of flowers, and you're there like 10 minutes in, and bam, you're on the couch. And, I mean, did you even have a conversation with these people first?
Well, yeah, I had a conversation with everyone in there because they were all finalists. These were all people that I've chosen. And that's basically what it boils down to, is everyone that's in that house is there because I've picked them to be there.
Devin, that's my question for you then, because we watched the first episode and, you know, you showed some of the tapes of people that people sent in.
Mm-hmm.
What was your criteria for choosing? Was it just sexual openness, or is it, well, this chick's hot, this dude's pretty attractive? How did you figure that out?
I mean, there's a lot of different things involved. I like interesting people. Because you can see beautiful people in adult movies all day long. If you want to see real people, if you want to see real sex, and you want to see basically just everyday people, I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the overly glamorous types of people to live in this house. Because I do work in adult films. I'm a contract girl for Wicked. Hmm. And, you know, I see that all the time. And this is just another aspect of my life that I like to put out on film for people to see.
Hey, Devin, you haven't announced it. The episode we saw, you didn't announce the 7 finalists yet, or the 6 finalists, excuse me. But you are going to announce them in the next weeks. Can you give us a hint? Are you going to keep that girl who claims she's a virgin?
I am sworn to secrecy.
Oh.
I am so sworn. But if you watch the show, it's on Sundays. It's on at 10 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific. This episode that's coming up, I announce.
That's great post-Sopranos television.
Exactly.
Watch
right after.
Uh-huh. The winners, yes.
Devin Lane is the host of 7 Lives Exposed on Playboy TV. Sunday night is the new episode. And first of all, we haven't established the fact that, by the way, you're really hot.
Yes.
In all seriousness, I mean, you know, not all porn stars are hot, but you are.
You know what I'm told a lot? I'm not your stereotypical-looking porn star.
You're not. I could take you home to meet my mom.
That's so funny. Somebody else said that, too. They're like, oh, you're the kind of girl I could take home to mama.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Because I would dress appropriately.
Yeah, well, you look great with the hair done. But the other thing I really liked about you, when the show first began, and you were going through kind of the rules of engagement, you said, hygiene counts. Not only did you say brush, but you also said floss.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And immediately I said, all right, now I could really take her home to meet
oh,
mama.
Oh, yes. Very important. I mean, you have to remember that you are kissably close to these people. And these are regular people. They are regular people. I work an adult. I know what needs to be done. I know you got to go in. You've got to do whatever you need to do. But these are just regular people, and sometimes they don't think about things like that because they're not used to having sex with other people on a regular basis, whereas I am.
Which is awesome.
It's amazing that Bruce said that he could take you home to mama. I could take you home, and I would call you mama.
Nice.
And I would call you Daddy because that's a very fun game.
Oh, nice. Jesus, it got creepy in here.
Now, Devin, you seem, from what I could tell, and I don't know if I saw it at the end of the first episode, but you're not gender specific. You'll do guys and girls, right?
I am bisexual, yeah, equally. Although that's a double-edged sword because now I have two sides of my sexuality to fulfill.
Oh, let me tell you something. Not only do you have that, but I saw scenes from the first season.
Oh,
When you got in a fight with some girl and kicked her out onto the street, what was that all about?
That was Jillian.
Yes, it was.
Jillian tried to create a mutiny among the roommates because she did not like that I was making all of the decisions. Well, the bottom line is this is a concept that I created, that I sold to Playboy TV. It's my baby, and there can only be one chief in the TP.
It's your show.
And it's my show.
Yeah.
And it just has to be like that because you let everybody know coming in, okay, this is what the deal is. As long as you're okay with that deal, come on in. If it doesn't work for you, that's okay too. But don't, like, come in and halfway go, I'm not really okay with this.
Well, I'm sure I know what the answer to this question is, but is it all completely unscripted and unprepared? Because that scene, first of all, we were hoping for a cat fight, which it looked like it was going to break out, but when you kicked her out of the house and then the cops showed up, I mean, it was true drama there a couple of minutes. Yeah.
There is drama. There's always drama when you get seven people in the same house living together. There's bound to be drama someplace. That's part of my job. It's trying to control people a little bit and making sure that it doesn't get too crazy. Unless it's the sex, of course, and that's an entirely different story.
Right.
That's a great kind of crazy. You know, Devin, my question for you, based on what we see, is how much of this is edited? And is the edited stuff even juicier than what we're getting on TV? Because if it's on Playboy, you probably have to hold much back. What are we not seeing?
You know, you're seeing a lot, but we have on the website, 7livesexposed.com, you can see footage that wasn't on the show because there is so much footage you couldn't possibly cram it into an hour show. And back to the whole thing with the script, I would say 90% of what happens is unscripted, and it's not really a script as much as it is an outline, because you have to give people a little bit of an outline, like, okay, this is what we want to accomplish today. Is it possible to have, you know, these people hook up? Is it possible to create a scenario for you that makes you comfortable, that makes you want to get into the mood and want to get in there and do what you need to do?
You know, I know that you said you're bisexual, but when you screened some of the contestants, if that's what you call them, did all the women have to be bisexual as well?
No, they don't have to be. If they are, it's a plus.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, always.
If they're curious, that's even better.
Oh, you know, the other thing we wanted to ask you is there's a married couple on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
swingers.
Now, is there a possibility that, do they stay as an entity, or is it possible that one gets kicked off?
It's possible for anything to happen, but I can't tell you.
You got to watch.
You have to watch, yeah. You don't understand. If I give away the secrets, the men in the black coats will come and hunt me down.
We don't want that. Devin, the only one of us with Playboy is the married guy, is
right.
Bruce. So the rest of us, we're coming to your house Sunday night, Bruce, to watch this thing.
It's fine. You know, I see the commercials. You know, married couples get Playboy TV, right, Devin? It's
a
hit
thing. They absolutely do, and that's a big percentage of the audience. I get so much email from couples that are like, oh, we love watching your show, and it's helped our sex life so much, and I mean, that's a good feeling. It really is, because not only just with Playboy, but with Wicked Pictures, too, we really have created a product that women aren't offended watching, but men still really enjoy watching. Mm-hmm. So it really is a couples-oriented product.
Right, it's very sexy to watch it with your mate.
It is sexy, and women watch it, and they're like, oh, you know, I might want to try that. And I get tons of emails from wives asking for tips.
Devin, you know what I wanted to ask you? What is the ultimate goal by the end of the 3 months for the show?
To be in one piece. to take a vacation. Desperately needed vacation. No, actually, the goal would be, because the situation last year was a little bit volatile.
Right.
It was pretty hot. And this year, I would like very much for everyone to walk away with just having a good feeling about what they got themselves into.
But is there a winner?
Everyone that stays wins.
Okay.
Right.
There's not like a winner.
Okay.
But, you know, if they're still there at the end, then, yeah, they win. They don't get voted off, nothing like that. The only way they can get kicked out of the house is if I tell them that they have to go.
Yeah. Wow.
I love it. If you throw their clothes outside.
Get the hell out of here.
That's the way to do it. Hey, by the way, Devin, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't. I'm recently single as of the last 6 months.
Really? What happened?
You know, he was a mainstream actor, mm-hmm. and we both work a lot, and we both kind of wanted to be married to our careers.
Yeah, and you're stuck in a house having sex with seven people. Which
no, he was totally okay.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was totally okay with my work, because I make a very big distinction between sex and intimacy.
Right.
They're very different things to me, and when I'm intimate with somebody, that's something very personal to me. And not, it's not that sex isn't still very personal to me, but it sure is a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, and do you want to get married someday?
You know, I don't know. I've been married before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been married before. It was kind of, you know, obviously wasn't the best experience. I'm not married anymore. But that was a few years ago, and I'm in no hurry. I basically am really devoted to my career and making a good show and trying to be a good representative, not only for Playboy TV, but for the adult industry as a whole. And you know, just really devoted to my career, and I'm having fun with it, and it's a really great creative outlet for me, and I'm just enjoying my life. It's just one day at a time, and I live by three rules because I have to, and those are be happy, live well, forgive ignorance.
Hmm. Yeah, good.
And I live by those rules.
Well, we are enjoying your life as well, just so you know. We love it.
Live vicariously through me, please.
If the right guy comes along one day, I'm sure you'll get married. But, Devin, before we let you go, we have something here called the Final Four. It's the four questions before we let you go. Are you ready for them?
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm sure you can handle them. I watch you on Sunday nights.
Okay.
Devin, the last CD that I listened to was Journey's Greatest Hits, I'm embarrassed to say. What's the last CD that you listened to?
Oh, the last CD that I listened to was actually, you know what, it doesn't count. It was a Burn CD.
That counts. What's the best song on that mix?
The best song, Sea of Sin by Depeche Mode.
Oh, okay.
Nice. There you go. Yeah,
very 80s.
Very apropos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Devin, what is your favorite condiment?
My favorite condiment would be spicy mustard.
Yeah,
spicy mustard,
good choice.
Very nice. Yeah, first.
All right, so Devin, if you could change your first name to anything in the world, what would it be?
Peaches.
Peaches! Peaches! Yay!
You know, I like this question to a porn star. You say, if you could change your name to anything, she can change her name to anything in the world.
It probably has.
Devin, final question is, do you fold or crumple your toilet paper?
I fold.
Oh!
Yeah!
Pickles!
Over the top.
Wait, say that again. You always fold and it's always over the top?
Yeah, when it's on the spool, it's always over the top.
Well, that I agree with. Always over the top. You never want to have to reach underneath for it, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yet another folder. How about that? Thank you, Devin. I fold too.
Ah, peaches.
Love that.
Yeah, peaches. My goodness. Anyway, Devin Lane, she's the host of Seven Lives Exposed. It's Sunday night, a new episode every Sunday night on Playboy TV, and you can then see it throughout the week as well. Devin, you've been a lot of fun. Thanks for being with us. Good luck with the show.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.